So here's an idea. Here's an idea, and I give this idea every year. Let's think about maybe someone in our life that we know, we care for. They could be a neighbor, a coworker. They could be, someone who needs the grocery store. And maybe God's put them on your heart for whatever reason. We know how God does that. And let's consider sharing reading the Bible. Now, that might make people, and my brother lives in Pennsylvania there, but people can reach out to people just like we're talking about, being the light and the salt, and saying, hey, I'm following a plan to read in 2015, would you consider joining me for that? And then you get on the same plan, and then every week you can talk, about what you're reading. So for me, I don't like to say magical, but that's like one word that can describe how this worked in my life in 2007. And I should say it's miraculous, but God has his own magic. Let's face it, magic in the world's terms is counterfeiting what God's done all along. So for me, for God to work in the way he did with me and my brother reading through the Old and then the New Testament in 2007, it changed my life. It changed my brother's life. And our relationship has never been better, because every time we talk, we have a little bit of a superficial conversation, as everybody does, but we can easily dig in to spiritual issues. We can talk about our lives, our families, and get to the heart of the matter of what's in our lives. So it's become a great point of fellowship with my brother and I. So I encourage you to think about what you're going to read in 2015. Follow a plan. That's what the Bible team is all about, helping people get into the Word. And and then you can use the Bible team call to fellowship, or you can just have offline calls with whoever team up with. So I call a Bible reading buddy is what I like to say. Get a Bible reading buddy that can share.